Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I feel like we have to reboot our thinking for immediate results.
We don't have thousands of ballots out there to count. We've got millions.
Millions, yeah.
I mean, millions. The latest estimate is there might be as many as 4 million ballots still out there to be counted, especially in Southern California, of the 7.3 already that have been counted. We are at this split in voters in California where we're high tech and we want everything to be fast. On the other hand, we're doing more and more vote by mail, which is the old paper business going right in, and you got to open them up and count them.
Well, and this is what's fascinating, right? See, in the good old days, back when you were a Cub reporter, the early voting was absentee ballots. You had to ask for one. It was usually because you're going to be on vacation at your European villa.
It was the oddity.
Yeah, and these were people with money,
right,
who tended to vote Republican. So we would see the early numbers on election. I'd go, oh boy. But everybody said, relax, those are early numbers. They're absentees. Now it's actually kind of flipped. You had this huge, Holly, you were reporting on the youth vote in Alameda County. Here are these young people sitting there sharing their, you know, their ballots with each other.
They have their phones and their Razor scooters next to them.
Right. Yeah. And those are the ones that do it in advance. There's also the ones that now we have conditional voting where in some places where you can show up that day, register, and vote. And down in Santa Clara, they were out the door. So it's a very interesting combination. Now, the result is that races become razor thin and they go on and the count goes forever. We saw this a couple years back when Kamala Harris was running for attorney general. That count went on and on forever between her and Cooley, the Republican. It flipped back and forth. We saw that here in San Francisco with the election of Mayor London Breed as they went through the counting of the ballots and the ranked choice voting. And it's being critical in about four races where the Democrats and the Republicans could shift ballots in terms of congressional races.
Yeah, this 10th congressional district just east of the Bay Area, this is where Jeff Denham is the Republican incumbent. And Josh Harder, unknown, venture capitalist, Democrat, going on over there. And he's now down by 1,300 votes out of about 112,000 counted. That could easily still end up as a Democratic win.
Yes, because as you said, there was the time when the absentee ballot was the conservative vote. That's what it was. Now the absentee ballot tends to be actually favors Democrats by about 2 points. So it's the latent vote could come in and shift those and other elections and could add to the numbers of the Democrats taking over the House of Representatives, which in turn is going to elevate a whole bunch of Congress people that we read and see about all the time here higher. You're going to, if that happens, then the Adam Schiff is going to be heading the Intelligence Committee. Eric Swalwell from the East Bay is going to be back questioning Russia investigations. All these different people are going to be moving up the hierarchy, and we'll have to see how the votes count as we continue to count.
And not only that, these are going to be new faces in the in party, the party in power. So who knows where that leads?
And an increasingly in party in California, because the bottom line on all these results show that the Republicans are slipping even more than they thought before.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.